following has been pre-recorded for your listening and dancing pleasure.
This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
You're in your car, and you get a visit from an old friend, the check engine light. Your old pal says, "Remember me?" But rather than let him freeload and reduce your gas mileage, you stop at AutoZone. They'll help you find the problem for free. Who's your friend now?
When your check engine light comes on, get to AutoZone. We'll read your trouble code for free and help you fix it right the first time. Or we can recommend a professional mechanic with our shop referral program. Get in the zone. AutoZone. See store for restrictions and details.
Hey, Golick, we're on.
Oh, I'm sorry. I was enjoying one of these new Marie Callender's sausage, egg, and cheese breakfast sandwiches.
Where'd you get that?
And this cheddar biscuit.
So there was just one?
So warm and flaky.
You ate mine, didn't you?
Yeah, I did. Luckily, Marie is giving away 1 million sandwiches for free. Just look for a coupon and select Marie Callender's dinners.
No purchase necessary. Offer ends January 7th, 2014. See official rules to win at MarieCallendersMeals.com/1 million. Sponsored by Connect.
There is no place like Nebraska. Do you hold Nebraska? You?
This is a dream come true for me. You know, I grew up. All I ever wanted to do was be a Husker.
Back to throw is Tater, looking, holding, sets, throws deep downfield, looking toward the end zone. The pass is caught. Touchdown. Kenny Bell pulls it in.
Ball is given to Pryor on an inside handoff. He floats. The 20, the 10. Touchdown, Nebraska.
Hundley gets the snap. Husker send a blitz. Hundley steps up, gets in, goes down. Big sack by the Cornhuskers. Andrew Green on a corner blitz brings him down.
Second down and six. Martinez running first down. Taylor Martinez. Oh, here we go. Martinez. Kenny out running. Martinez at the 10. Touchdown, Nebraska. 92 yards.
That'll be back to throw. Looking, throwing down toward the end zone as a man out there overshoots it. And it's intercepted. Picked off by Stanley Sean. Baptiste in the end zone. The third pick of the night for the Husker defense.
Steve Taylor looks to the five-man Cowboy front. Takes the snap. Hands it off to Clark. Cuts back left side. 30, 32, 33, 35. Broke it out across the 40, 45. He may go. 50, 45, 40. First place from scrimmage. 25, 20, 15, 10. Touchdown! 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 Holy cow! Unbelievable! The first play from scrimmage.
Martinez gets a shotgun snap. Back to throw. Tater sets. Throws over the middle pass. Caught! Ben Cotton! Touchdown! And Nebraska has taken the lead!
Nobody's been more dominant than Nebraska. Nothing can compare to it.
Frazier adding more numbers, more yards to those. Oh, they don't have them yet! Look at Tommy Frazier! How many tackles can one man break? Touchdown!
Martinez in trouble. Reverses. Trying to break the game. Martinez up the sideline. Still running. Look at him. Taylor Martinez. What a run. He's got a lane. Martinez. Wow. Taylor Martinez. Touchdown, Huskers. What an athlete. 76 yards.
Step back. McGloin looking. Pass time. Set. Throw. Pass. Intercepted. Stafford at the 20. 15. 10. Damian Stafford down to the 4-yard line. The Huskers now with a chance to tie it at the Penn State 4. Snap back to McGloin. Throws it out to flat to Lehman, the tight end. He makes a catch. Leads. Fumbles the ball in the end zone. Huskers recover. Huskers recover in the end zone. It's a touchback.
Nebraska is thin up front. George is going a little tempo on him. They're trying to set a screen. It's picked off.
Formation for the Huskers. Zimmer is the fullback. Burkhead the deep back. Play action fake. Tater back looking deep downfield. Has a man out there. The pass is caught. Touchdown. Quincy Inunua. His first 6 points of the year.
Laycock's getting close. Let's see if Taylor's going to be able to get it off. He does. Martinez. Jones was after it. Fired to the end zone. Touchdown, Nebraska. It's Jamal Turner.
From the 20. I formation. Cross the deep back. They give it off to Amani, right side. He's got a first down, 15-10. Amani crossing a five, banging his way to the end zone for a touchdown.
Just to buckle it up one time and see what it feels like to wear that end on the side of your helmet. Because I tell you what, when you got that helmet on, you don't feel like there's anything that you can't accomplish.
Twins to the far side. Huskers do send a blitz. Here comes Compton. Hit it from the outside. They hit Bellamy. Bring him to the turf at the 20-yard line. Ciante Evans with a sack for the Big Red. O'Brien turns. Hands off Monte Ball. Hit it. He's stopped. He's short of the first down.
36. Thompson now dropping straight back. This one is intercepted by Tomjak. Jeff Tomjak.
Oh, I like that stance.
So he'll get the handoff. It is Hoffman. Hoffman to midfield.
He's got another gear.
They are not going to catch him. Jack Hoffman to the end zone. Husker touchdown.
This is super duper awesome. Thanks for the trophy. I'm glad that you are all now on Team Jack. And I know with you, we can't lose. Thanks.
Oh, there truly is no place like Nebraska.
And a good football Friday, everyone. Welcome to the first Friday of September. Doug Duda, Jim Langan with you on the Doug and Daddy Show. The NFL kicked off last night. The Huskers last week. The Lopers last night. The Broncos tomorrow. And by tomorrow, every high school football team in the state of Nebraska will have a game under its belt. Glad to have you along with us. Coming up today, we'll preview Nebraska Southern Miss with Josh Harvey of Big Red Report. He'll also throw a little recruiting news in, see if we've got anybody coming in to watch the football game. Lanny Mixon from Big Gold Nation will take a look at Southern Miss for us. Do they have anything besides this transfer quarterback on the football team? We'll also talk a little volleyball. Ron Powell, Lincoln Journal Star, will join us later on. And of course, Pigskin Pick'em. We were the winners in week one. Jimmy getting 7 right. I got 6 right. The caller got 3. And so we will get you up for Big Daly's Deli and Cunningham's Cash, your chance later on in the hour. You'll need to know the phone number, 888-455-ESPN, 888-455-3776. You can also email the program, Doug and Daddy, at ESPNSuperstation.com, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. You can tweet us at ESPN 1460 1550 and Facebook us at ESPN Superstation. Don't forget, the winner of our contest, or at least a qualifier, you don't even have to beat us, but if you qualify for Pigskin Pick'em, you get a combo meal from Big Daly's Deli, 3905 North 2nd Avenue, top of the hill in Kearney, and 2 locations in Hastings, right next to Duncan Field and also downtown Hastings. 2 locations to take care of your cravings. Open 7 days a week as they continue to do some new work, I see, up at Big Daly's Deli here in Kearney, doing some training. So they're going to be bigger and better than ever, and bazillion sandwiches there for you. What are we trying today, Jimmy? Well, let's start off with lunch. What do you want? I'm going 26, the French dip made with Hormel roast beef.
Hey, let's go with 22.
22, chicken salad?
Yeah.
Chicken breast? Put it together. Good stuff right there. You can get whatever you want on it, vegetables, dressings. Get the bread you want, get the cheese you want. It's all there for you at Big Daly's Deli in Kearney and Hastings. Well, what stuck out to you more yesterday?
I suppose Moustakas hit that home run in the 13th didn't hurt. I like that deal. That saved us a little bit. I mean, at least we're still alive for a while, right? Yankees get beat 10-9. Jabba gets the loss.
You know, just, got screwed.
Yeah, he had a bad call on a pitch. He got ejected, didn't he? Did you see that? He's already out of the game, but I mean, yeah. But it was and the Yankees got beat. Now that was a huge loss for them. I think Boston big win. That's baseball wise. What stuck out for you? Anything?
Oh man, I was thinking football all the way. Okay, Andy Murray getting rolled out, the defending champion at the U.S. Open, getting rolled by a Polak Stanislav Wawrinka. Go Poland. Woohoo!
Yeah. Hey, some quarterback from Denver had a good game last night.
Yeah.
Some new kid.
Yeah, new kid on the block. Hope you had him on your fantasy team, folks. Everybody's going crazy. There'll be more good performances Sunday, by the way.
All of his receivers, too. Unbelievable. That's something else. Yep. 49 points.
Here's what I said. You know, yesterday I said I didn't feel comfortable with really my fantasy football drafts this year. Last night was a true indication of how the season will go. I didn't have to go against Peyton Manning in any league, but the bonehead that dropped the interception going into the end zone, yeah, I had Denver's defense.
Is that right?
So what a moron. Even these guys have seen it happen over the last few years. I just don't understand it. If I scored, I'd run through the end zone. I'd even forget I probably had the football. And then I go, oh, I still got the football here in the end zone. How awesome is this? What are you thinking? What's so cool about dropping the football going into the end zone? And at the time, that could have been a big deal. Baltimore was still in the football game. That would have ended it, but Baltimore was still in the football game.
Yeah, I'll tell you what, Denver's offense looked very good. They really did, you know. But both teams' defenses did not.
Well, and how did it just change so quickly there in the third quarter? Again, Baltimore was up 17-14 at half. That's kind of a true NFL type of football game going there. Nothing overly special, and maybe probably should have had another score on the board. And then in 6 minutes worth of time, Denver throws up 21, and Katie bar the door. This thing is over. And Peyton Manning knows he's on TV. He knows he's got the national spotlight. He wants to go out and prove a few things. That's why he got 7 touchdowns.
Yeah.
He ain't had no ball off. We throw the ball.
Yeah, had the ball first down and goal from the 2, and they never did want to run it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Or, look, he didn't want to run in. He did not want to run in himself for a touchdown either, even though that might have been worth 12 points in somebody's fantasy league. You know? I'm throwing the ball here.
Hey, a couple other notes, because we will be talking a lot of football, a little volleyball, all the other things that are going on. Tomorrow, the 2000 or 2020, however you want to say that, Olympic bid will be given out. Tokyo, Istanbul, Turkey, and Madrid, Spain, are the 3 finalists, and they are making their final bids today. The announcement will be made tomorrow. I always love that because they show the cities, and they're all ready to cheer, and the 2020 games will go to, and then they'll say who it is, and pretty exciting for one of those communities. But, of course, in the United States, and especially this part of the country, wrestling is big. Wrestling out of the 2020 games at the moment. They're trying to get back in and making a good push. But then this story comes out this morning. Wrestling's governing body has been warned for a minor rules infringement in the sport's bid to stay in the Olympics. The IOC says in a letter to the 2 other sports that the wrestling body and an organization supporting it engaged in activities that were not in line with the rules of conduct. They're going up against squash and the baseball-softball combination. The Wrestling Federation president said the Japanese Wrestling Federation wrote to some IOC members promoting the sport. IOC rules prohibit the sports from sending such material in the 3 weeks before Sunday's vote. So we'll also find out more about wrestling this weekend. Will it be in? I can't believe that you can't say yes, wrestling, yes, baseball, yes, softball. You are in. Hell, throw squash in. I don't care.
Yeah, I wouldn't know how to ref that, I'll be honest with you. But, you know, Istanbul, Turkey, if they get it, they would want wrestling, wouldn't they?
I mean, you would think so.
You would think they'd have to have some. They probably have some side deal off the side. Even if, you know, just a, you know, like a friendship games over here for wrestling or something. Because, yeah, Istanbul, Turkey will definitely want wrestling.
Well, and Tokyo is one of the 3 cities, and they're the ones that are being reprimanded. The Japanese officials say, hey, let's get some wrestling here. So there you go. And obviously the one thing we can't overlook, you got to hang on to the football, Jimmy. It did not go anywhere near to what I thought would happen last night at Foster Field. And the Lopers are really going to have to pick themselves up by the bootstraps now, because I don't think anybody saw this coming. 7 turnovers, 58-13. The game was at least in check in the first half despite all those turnovers, but then it was way too much Washburn.
Yeah, it was 10-0, and Carney ran a great play on 4th down and 4, a fake punt. And it was a really nice play, and kind of got the momentum back and went down and made it 10-6. And then a kid got loose on about, it seemed like a 700-yard touchdown pass, you know, at the time. But the kid got loose and went in and scored. And really the momentum, Carney never got the momentum back after that. I mean, they went down and made it 24-6 at half, and then a score then, and then it just snowballed. You know how that is. Your body language just changes. And I'm a UNK fan, and I felt bad for everybody involved in it. Our coaches work hard. Our players work hard. They've been lifting weights. I see them practice. I drive by. They made a tremendous effort to try to get ready for this game, and it just didn't work. And like you say, one thing good about football is, hey, you got 6 more days and you get to play again. So, yeah.
And it is next Thursday at Emporia State. Emporia State opened the season by beating Fort Hays State last night, 43-13. Coach Bo Pelini called yesterday's practice the best of the week. Hopefully that's good news for the Big Red. Got a lot of high school football to talk about, but we'll talk high school football later in the show. We'll talk Husker and Southern Miss, a little Husker recruiting with Josh Harvey from Big Red Report at scout.com right after this.
Did summer come to an end along with your wish to lose weight? Did procrastinating get the better of you? The good news is, it's never too late to get started. For a limited time at Complete Nutrition, come in and save 30% on all our weight loss kits. Our weight loss kits have helped thousands of people lose anywhere from 10 pounds to over 100 pounds. Save 30% on our number one sellers like CTS 360, ManCore, Charger, and Refirm. Come into a Complete Nutrition store today and start losing weight now. We offer diet and exercise plans along with a promise that we'll do everything we can to help you reach your goals. You don't have to go at it alone. You do have to want it, because it all starts with you. With 30% off on all our weight loss kits, today is the time to come into Complete Nutrition and get started.
Find Complete Nutrition in Grand Island just north of Gordman's off Highway 281 and in Kearney just north of Sun Mart on 2nd Avenue.
Complete Nutrition.
Shell V-Power Premium Gasoline removes an average of 60% of performance-robbing gunk on intake valves left by low-quality premium gasolines. And it starts with your very first tank. So when you fill up, car, engine, and performance come together to make your drive come alive. Choose Shell V-Power and let the excitement begin.
Right now at the Home Depot, get 10% off select special order Anderson windows and patio doors. Savings like that means you can open up more stylish new windows and patio doors than you thought, and breathe some fresh air into your budget, too. Upgrade and save today with 10% off select special order Anderson windows and patio doors. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. Valid through September 11th. U.S. only. See store for details.
There we were, me and my buddies at our favorite hangout, Cunningham's Journal. This time, we're sitting out in the courtyard, which is pretty cool. It's like you're sitting out in the tropics, got the palm trees, beachy scene, bunch of TVs to watch sports, and of course, live entertainment every week. When all of a sudden, I had an urge to get a frozen margarita. Of course, my friends just laughed. If you're looking for a good place to hang out this summer, eat good food, or even have a margarita, Cunningham's Journal in the courtyard is the place to be in downtown Kearney.
Sunday, two of the league's best quarterbacks square off in San Francisco when Aaron Rodgers and the Green Bay Packers meet Colin Kaepernick and the 49ers. Hi, this is Scott Graham. Join Chuck Cooperstein and Rod Woodson as they call all the action from the city by the bay. Is San Fran ready to continue their reign as the best team in the NFC? Or will the Packers avenge last year's playoff loss to the Niners by beating them in week one? Tune in to find out. If it's the NFL, it's right here.
Packers 49ers, Sunday at 3:15 on ESPN Radio.
As sunny skies continue through the day today, we head up to 96 for a high, with southerly winds staying around 10 to 20. For tonight, with clear skies and a light southwest wind, we'll head back to 68 for a low. I'm meteorologist Paul Frombly. Right now, it's 82.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Our Midtown Mart Cooler Question is brought to you by Midtown Mart of Hastings, home of the coldest beer and coolest topics. For the last couple of weeks, we've been mixing in college and NFL questions, but we've been taking you through every division in the National Football League so you can make your predictions just like Jimmy and I did yesterday. Yesterday, AFC East, who will win it? Well, no surprise, it's 76% took the Patriots. Everybody else got a vote, though. Even the Jets, somebody voted for the Jets. Wouldn't that be the story, Jimmy?
Boy, if the Jets, yeah, Buffalo and the Jets, when either one of those would come through, that'd be amazing.
That would be great to shut people up in New York. That would be great. It would frustrate them. It would irritate them that the Jets got not good, but were winning.
Yeah, you know, it'd be nice. I mean, I hope there's some upsets, and there usually is, but it'd be nice to have some nice upsets at least the first 4 weeks of somebody that we're not used to, you know, 3-1 or 4-0. And just the excitement of that city and the NFL franchise that they can enjoy.
Arizona Cardinals got off to that start last year, and then that was it. That was it. Our final one, which team will win the NFC North? Bears, Lions, Packers, Vikings. Jimmy and I both made the Packers our selection yesterday. You make your selection. Bears, Lions, Packers, Vikings. Who will win the NFC North? Vote on our Midtown Mart Cooler question every day, and that's our weekend question at ESPNSuperstation.com. ESPNSuperstation.com. High school football action going on last night. And we know they've got a special one, Jake Paulson over at Cozad, as he scores three touchdowns last night and lights things up with 247 yards in Cozad's 34-14 win over Adams Central. Pretty impressive there, Jimmy.
Yes, that would be. That's anytime Adams Central gets beat, you know, at all, is impressive. And Cozad's got a really good football team. You know, both those teams probably would be okay by the end of the season, but Cozad may be, you know, one of those top four teams in the state.
And Cozad with a new coach in Brian Cargill, or Chanticleer Pride, going up against the Hall of Famer and Bill Carlin. I mean, you get the schedule, you go, oh, my first game. Wow, a team that was in the state semifinals last year. So great job, Cozad. Also last night, Papillion-La Vista beat Lincoln East 31-10. Ron Colley beat Platteview 37-14, and North Central beat Sandhill Stedford by a score of 56-14. Tonight's high school football action, it will be Kearney High in their home opener as they take on Norfolk. Grand Island will host Lincoln Southwest. Hastings is at Northwest. That'll be on 12:30 a.m. KHAS. Also, Centennial is at St. Cecilia. That game is on ESPN 1550. Kearney Catholic opens the season at home against Ord, ESPN 1460. Grand Island Central Catholic is at Minden. And also in Tri-Cities action tonight, Heartland Lutheran will host Parkview Christian. That takes care of your Grand Island, Hastings, and Kearney schools. Also on the air tonight, I'll be in Pleasanton for the Bulldogs and Axtell on 98.9 Classic Hits. And Giltner will take on Bruning Davenport Shickley on the Breeze 94.5 FM. Those games will also be heard online at PlatteRiverPreps.com. The UNK soccer season gets underway this afternoon at Foster Field. They'll play Sioux Falls, South Dakota. Kickoff is set for 2 o'clock. And then Southwest Minnesota State comes in Sunday at 1. The UNK cross country team will run some time trials tonight at Meadowlark Hills. If you're a fan of the cross country team, you can check that out. And of course, the men's and women's tennis teams are at the Washburn Invite. Volleyball starts at noon. It is the new Victorian Inn and Suites runs a fall classic at the Health and Sports Center. Volleyball all day Friday and Saturday. UNK free admission against William Jewell College at noon. Then tonight, Shadron State. The Lopers will play at noon and 6 on Saturday. Hastings College also has their fall classic going on for volleyball, and they will play today at 4 and 8 and tomorrow at noon and 2. And, of course, Hastings College, Kansas Wesleyan gets going tomorrow. Huskers open the volleyball season tonight against Villanova, the dedication of Terry Pettit Court. He built the program, Jimmy.
Well, I understand that Terry Pettit's daughter plays for Villanova. Is that correct, Doug? Do you know that? I think that's right.
Yeah, she's the setter for Villanova.
Yeah, right.
So there you go. Should be a pretty cool night.
Yeah, I would think so.
At the Devaney Center tonight. Coming up, Andy from Midway is going to give us his thoughts on the Huskers. They got some great deals going on at the Midway Auto Dealership here in the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth. But high school volleyball last night, we talked a little bit off-air, Jimmy. Almost everybody got underway last night. There's some big tournaments this weekend, including the Beatrice Invite. But defending state champions Kearney Catholic and Grand Island Northwest got off with easy wins last night. Hastings starts with a win over McCook. Holdridge beat Kearney in five sets. Grand Island and Adams Central picked up two wins each in their triangular. And I was over at Hastings St. Cecilia for probably the most competitive and well-played opening night of volleyball I've ever seen. You got St. Cecilia, number 2 in C2, and then you got Lincoln Christian and Grand Island Central Catholic, 2-3 in C1 behind Columbus SCOTUS, and they went 1-1, and it was incredibly hot in that Chapman Gymnasium last night, and I think that affected the teams in their second match. But it was some really, really good volleyball. You don't expect, you know what opening night's like. It doesn't matter what the sport is, you know what it's like.
Yeah, and I'll tell you what, with those three teams you mentioned, those three teams probably are in the top 30 in the state overall. I'm talking about Class A, B, C,
probably,
and
yeah.
C1. You know, they're probably, I don't know what number they're at. Sumner Eddyville Miller went 2-0 last night. Started out the season 2-0.
Did you ever coach those kids in like fourth grade or anything?
I probably walked by the gym and said something to somebody. Yeah.
It took him some time to recover. But even Andy from Midway has Husker thoughts, and he joins us here in our Doug and Daddy studio because he's got some things to talk about with the Midway Auto Dealership, some things that are going on here in September with Jeep Celebration Month and a whole lot more. But
Are you an on-the-ledge guy, Andy, or are you a keep-it-calm kind of guy?
Well, what was interesting about that whole game was I was actually at my cousin's wedding. I will never partake in any of her anniversaries because she had it during the first Husker game. But you have such a different – I watched it all from a cell phone and just watched the stats and the play-by-play. Mm. And, you know, so you take out that whole emotion and you take out the watching it on TV and, you know, watching the players actually make the mistakes. And, you know, until about 8 minutes left in the fourth quarter, I said, this is exactly how I thought this thing was going to play out. You know, I'm a big process guy. I look at things differently. I know there's a lot of guys on the ledge. I heard one guy, you know, I was on, you know, Red Sea Scrolls on Huskers, you know, Illustrated and whatnot. And one guy was on there and he was like, hey, you guys should really go ahead and watch this Pittsburgh game because our next head coach will probably be coming from Pittsburgh. And I'm like, guys, just take a step back, take a deep breath. And what people got to remember is they're young kids. And I mean, and I don't mean just saying that because they're college athletes, but we have a lot of young players on the field right now. And I think yesterday, you know, Papuchas, he said it best. He said, you know, I'm not talking about give these guys a year or two. Can we at least give them a game or two to get their feet wet, you know? And it is. I mean, and we all knew this. I mean, we have, you know, Wyoming. It didn't turn out like we wanted to, but we got a W. It's better than the people in Manhattan. It's better than the people in Iowa State, you know, Iowa.
Oregon State.
Yeah. I mean, so take it with a grain of salt. And what I would say is let's get through this next game. And, you know, if you want to start casting stones and you want to start running people out of town, well, let's wait till about 3 o'clock after the UCLA game. And you know what? Maybe we want to keep them around. Maybe you want to run them out of town. But
What you're running in, because we got some great deals going on at the Midway Auto Dealership, and we're going to talk more about it next week on the show as well. But give us a sense of what's going on as we head into the weekend here.
Well, I'll tell you what. You know, thanks to everybody out there in the areas that participated and purchased vehicles from us last month. We had a fantastic month. We actually sold almost 100 new vehicles between both stores, so that was absolutely fantastic. You know, but down there at the Chrysler store right now, they've actually came out. They put an extra $500 on all the Jeep product out there, excluding the Wrangler, because the Wrangler is just one of the hottest products out there. Everybody absolutely loves it. But, you know, Compasses, Patriots, Jeep Grand Cherokees, all these vehicles, they've got a little extra juice on them. And the nice part about that is, you know, believe it or not, I know it was like 100 degrees last week, but we are in September. I can remember them canceling Halloween when I lived in Aurora, Nebraska, and that's at the end of October. So these winter months are right around the corner. A lot of other great specials going on. We're actually getting the 14 inventory in right now. Not a lot of changes on the Ram side. You know, the 2013 Ram was the Motor Trend Truck of the Year, but a lot of great specials going on. And there's some deep rebates right now out in that 13 product. And one of the things that we really kind of want to stress and talk about, too, is leasing is back, and it is back in full effect. And the biggest thing is, you know, if you're somebody who likes to drive 8, 10, 11, 12,000, 13,000 miles a year, and you want to get a whole lot of vehicle, but you don't want to pay a whole big monthly payment, leasing is a great option to go. They've got some great specials out there with $1,500 down on a quad cab Ram 5.7 liter 4x4. They actually have a $199 a month lease special, and that's without throwing the taxes in, but that only changes at $25-$30 a month. So, folks, there's a lot of great options out there right now, a lot of great deals on the Chrysler 200s, Avengers 300s. We've got a ton of inventory coming in daily. I just purchased 3 truckloads of late model, low mile pre-owned vehicles here. Gosh, it was actually a couple days ago. So we're going to have 120 pre-owned vehicles on the lot here inside of the next week. We're going to have another 130, 150 new ones. So when it comes to selection, we know that this is the time of year where people are out buying. They want to get that great deal, and we're doing everything in our power to make it happen.
See them today. Midway Chevrolet Buick Cadillac, Midway, South 2nd Avenue, Kearney. ThinkMidway.com. Andy, enjoy the weekend.
Oh, I'm going to, Doug. You know that.
We'll talk to you Monday.
See you, buddy.
We're going to be back with more on the Doug and Daddy Show right after this.
Honestly, the first thing I thought was I might be out for a long time if I don't get this checked out, because I heard a pop in my ankle. And so I came here. It's like having a second set of coaches. They want you to get better just like your coaches want you. They push you. It feels really, really good to get over something. It's kind of like winning a football game. It's something that you love the feeling of it because you're back to 100% and then you're back to playing again.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, with locations to serve you across central Nebraska.
Shell V-Power Premium Gasoline is Ferrari's choice for improved performance. It removes an average of 60% of performance-robbing gunk on intake valves left by low-quality premium gasolines. And it starts with your very first tank. So you're not just filling up with over 60 years of Shell and Ferrari technology and innovation. You're also filling up with choose Shell V-Power and let the excitement begin.
For a true craftsman, doing the job right starts with the best quality materials. That's why for most Red Wing work boots, we use leather made from steer hides. It's sturdier and, well, beefier than hides from cows. Sure, it may cost a little more, but it makes for a more durable, comfortable boot. One made with the same handcrafted pride you put into your work every day. Red Wing Shoes. Work.
ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
Health insurance is changing. You have new options, but which one is right for you? As authorized independent agents for Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska, Farm Bureau Financial Service agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers know health insurance and can help you understand your options and the differences between them. Contact Rich Peters and Matt Myers and see how they can simplify the process and help you select the right health insurance policy for you and your family. Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska is an independent licensee of the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Association. Securities and services offered through FBL Marketing Services, LLC, affiliate Farm Bureau Financial Services.
As sunny skies continue through the day today, we head up to 96 for a high, with southerly winds staying around 10 to 20. For tonight, with clear skies and a light southwest wind, we'll head back to 68 for a low. I'm meteorologist Paul Frombly. Right now, it's 82.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. We're rolling right along. Pigskin Picking coming up. Also, we're going to talk with Ron Powell, Lincoln Journal star. And we're going to talk a little Huskers, Southern Miss. Doug Duda, Jim Langan with you. We'll talk a little Husker recruiting later on. Brought to you by T&L Irrigation Systems, proven technology that's easier on you for a lifetime. I'll tell you what, if you listen to sports talk radio in Nebraska, I think we hooked up with Lanny about the beginning of the week. But this guy is, he's been all over the place and keeping busy because there's just so much Nebraska football and you can never get tired of it in this state. And we welcome Lanny Mix into the Doug and Daddy Show from Big Gold Nation. Lanny, is this the most covered Southern Miss ever gets? How are you?
Lanny, you know, I think this is the most in demand I've ever been.
Have you found out any new nuggets during the week that you can share with Husker fans?
You know, the main thing that I'm seeing is Southern Miss is probably going into this game a little more banged up than we thought. Got a couple of guys that are going to be iffy on whether they make their starts Saturday or not, but just top to bottom, I would say that is probably the only thing new that has come out is, and Coach Todd Monken does not talk about injury at all, no matter how minor they are or how severe they are. So there's not a lot of official news that comes out about injuries on particular players, but we do know that he did confirm later on in the week that Southern Miss is pretty banged up heading into Lincoln tomorrow.
Hey, this is Jim Lang, and hey, Southern Mississippi used to be one of those programs that everybody was scared to death to play, and right now they've kind of fallen on some hard times. Go ahead and tell me what you think happened there a little bit.
Well, Ellis Johnson happened. I mean, guys, it doesn't take a rocket scientist to figure out. I mean, you win 12 games, you finish in the top 15 in the country, you know, you have a change of coaching staff, you hire the wrong guy, and he runs your program into the ground. this is probably the most severe case, you know, in documented history of that happening. But guys, that's what happened. And there's no use sugarcoating it. You know, Ellis got his big buyout, and he's down at Auburn doing his little defensive thing now. But last season was an unmitigated disaster in Hattiesburg, and I don't think that you can summarize it any other way than by saying that Ellis Johnson and his staff did the worst single job of coaching in the history of college football one season ago at Southern Miss.
I'd say you answered my question.
Well, and it takes, that's the amazing thing, it takes just a little over a year for that to happen. Lanny, did you know when the hire was made, or when did you know that,
When he started making staff hires. You know, you look at Ellis Johnson, and Ellis Johnson is obviously a smart guy. He's had a lot of success as a defensive coordinator. He's been successful everywhere he's ever been. But when he started making his staff hires, and he filled his staff full of high school coaches, I mean, he hired a blueberry farmer for his strength and conditioning coach. You know, he hired guys that had been out of football for years and years. And you started looking at the staff that he was putting together. Those were your red flags. There's when you could tell something wasn't right. And when they went through spring and you saw how poorly conditioned the team was, it threw up more red flags. And then once the season started and you saw kind of the direction that they were going with the offense especially, it just became apparent that this is a train wreck and it's not going to get any better.
We're talking with Lanny Mixon of Big Gold Nation here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Doug Duda, Jim Langan. Lanny, I have to ask you that when they had things going so well and Larry had things running in the right direction, the recruiting class, you would have some kids right now that would be juniors or seniors that were taken care of by the coaching staff a couple on down the line. Was there a gap in recruiting, or is there some talent on this team?
No, and that's one of the things that's kind of surprising. When you see a team that has had the lack of success that Southern Miss has had over the past, you know, 16 months or so, what you generally think is you generally think, you know what, these guys just don't have any players. And last year especially, that wasn't the case. What you had was an example of a football team that was completely dysfunctional. It wasn't a football team that had any lack of talent. You know, that was a team that had had five offensive linemen returning, four of those being seniors, had a solid stable of running backs, some fairly decent receivers. They were searching for a quarterback. Just, you know, anytime you lose a four-year starter, that's going to happen. On the defensive side of the ball, they had some great players like a Jamie Collins, like the two defensive tackles that you're going to see in Lincoln this week. They had some good skill players. What you're going to see, I think, the thing that I think a lot of Nebraska fans, which I know Nebraska fans on average are far more educated on the game of college football as a whole than most fans. But I think what you're going to see is you're going to see a team that when they go on the field and when they trot out there, they don't look like a team that's carrying an 0-13 losing streak. They don't look like a team that hasn't won a football game, since 2011. There's some talent there. There's some guys who have some physical ability. This team looks pretty good getting off the bus. So I think that's one of the things that the Nebraska fans are going to notice is this team doesn't look nor do they play like a team that's on the current streak that they're having.
Right. Hey, sounds to me like both teams maybe underproduced last week. I'm talking about Nebraska and Southern Mississippi. I mean, Nebraska kind of, they won the game, but looked like there was a lot of things they could have worked on too, you know, defensively and some things that didn't go their way. Same thing sounds that was true with Southern Miss, so maybe it's going to be a very competitive game.
Well, you know, I don't ever give any kind of score predictions or anything like that, but I do think that this is, if Nebraska fans and the Nebraska media are, you know, expecting the team to roll in and not have any talent, not have any discipline, to be completely physically, outmatched on every single play, that's not what they're going to see. You know, this is a game that, you know, Nebraska very well could win this, and they're expected to win it big. And there's no reason, for anyone looking looking at the game from an outside perspective or from a Nebraska perspective to think any differently. But I think that that this could end up being, I don't know what it's going to be on the scoreboard, but on, you know, on a physical ability versus Nebraska's guys versus Southern Miss guys, I think it's going to be a much better matchup than a lot of people anticipate.
We're talking here on the Doug and Daddy Show on ESPN Radio with Lanny Mixon of Big Gold Nation and BigGoldNation.com. Check it out for more news on Southern Miss. Everybody here is hearing about the transfer quarterback in Allen Bridgeford, and I guess notably so. But you had a great performance from wide receiver Ricky Bradley last week. And I guess to put it bluntly, Lanny, is there any other talent? Is there another guy offensively, defensively, special teams that we should keep our eye open for tomorrow?
Well, there's, you know, this is a Southern Miss team that's not, you know, not without some talent. You've got a former U.S. Army All-American running back in Kendrick Hardy, who is Southern Miss's big back, 6 foot, you know, 6 foot one, 230 pounds, runs the ball hard, great, you know, north-south rusher. They've got a couple of other young running backs that are very talented. You know, a kid that really kind of had a coming out party in the opener. Tyrion Holmes, a true freshman out of Mississippi, lightly recruited, but he's lightning in a bottle. He had 12 receptions in his very first collegiate game, right at 100 yards receiving. On the defensive side of the ball, Southern Miss has two very good defensive tackles. Both these guys are going to be in the NFL. Kyrie Thornton, who is a senior this year, projected as a mid-round draft pick, and also Raheem Nunez Roches. Is a junior defensive tackle that may even have a higher ceiling than Thorne. Both of those guys are very, very good. They're going to be, you know, they're going to be a couple of defensive tackles right there that are going to be able to be compared to a lot of you know, quality defensive tackles that Nebraska is going to see, you know, when they get into their conference schedule. So there's some guys on this team that have a lot of talent. There's some guys on this team that have played a lot of football. You know, there was some regression last year. Senior middle linebacker Dylan Rita told us in the first press conference that he felt like he regressed last year and is happy to be moving forward again. So this is definitely a Southern Miss team that doesn't have all of their problems resolved. They don't have all of the kinks ironed out, and, you know, they're still working on a lot of that. You know, the coaching staff is kind of, you know, trying to reinstill that winning mentality. You know, Southern Miss had 18 consecutive winning seasons before going winless last year. I mean, that's kind of devastating for a program. But the good news is that if they can get through this murderer's row of these next three road games and have, you know, have some players left healthy afterwards, when Conference USA play rolls around, this should be a very much improved Southern Miss ball club.
Yeah, and just to remind the Husker fans and everyone listening today, three games on the road with a bye week in there over the next 4 weeks after the game in Lincoln tomorrow at Arkansas and at Boise State. So that leads me into, Lanny, I just got a couple questions left for you here. This game was supposed to be at Southern Miss. Then they tried to find the neutral site, the Superdome, or in Kansas City. All of a sudden, it ends up in Lincoln, which financially will be a win-win-win for everybody involved here. But where is the Southern Miss program at right now? They're going to get some good checks, but not just as far as that, but we've got a Division II school here that we keep talking about finances with. Where is Southern Miss when we talk about that part of the program?
Well, you know, Southern Miss is probably this season and moving forward in the best financial shape that they've been in quite some time. Make no mistake, the reason that this Nebraska game was moved to Lincoln was to free up capital to pay out the $2 million it cost to get rid of Ellis Johnson. I mean, that's the sole reason this game was moved. If Johnson hadn't laid such an egg last year and had hired a different staff and things had went differently, you know, this game would have been in Hattiesburg. And, you know, Southern Miss fans, I can tell you, they're not too happy about having a marquee game like that moved. But, you know, the prevailing attitude is, you know what, guys, you know, it was worth it to get rid of Ellis Johnson.
Finally, Lanny, it's been documented, obviously, that Coach Pelini and Coach Monken have worked together. Have you got a sense from Todd that that may give him a little bit more of an edge in this game than it will the next two with the familiarity with Bo?
Well, you know, that works as a double-edged sword. He is familiar with Bo, but then again, Bo is familiar with him. So I don't really know that it gives either of them a distinct advantage or disadvantage. The familiarity goes both ways. I do know that that throughout the course of the week, he has spoke very, very highly of Coach Pelini, thinks a lot of him, and considers him a friend.
Last question. When you leave the stadium on Saturday, what would be successful in your eyes for this football team?
Well, there's different measures of success. I can tell you, if you ask Todd Monken, his measure of success is going to be coming away with a big upset win. But I think in the eyes of most Southern Miss fans, what they want to see is they want to see a team that is better than the team that they saw at home a week ago. They want to see a team that's holding on to the ball. They want to see an offense that is progressing. They want to see a defense that's continuing to play hard and be aggressive and become more consistent. You know, the goal right now let's make no mistake. This is a program that has fallen on hard times. This is still a proud Southern Miss program. Fans, coaches, and players expect to win games, and they're disappointed when they don't. There's not going to be a lot of moral victories coming out of this, but at the same time, with win, lose, or draw, you always want to see your team perform better in week two than they performed in week one.
And remember, Southern Miss has given Nebraska problems, and although this is coaching staffs and players ago, has given Nebraska problems in Lincoln, even winning there in 2004. And Lanny, we sure appreciate your candor and your time and your honesty with us here on the Doug and Daddy Show and all the folks you've been dealing with here in Nebraska. We can't wait for the football game tomorrow. Enjoy.
Hey, thanks, guys.
Take care. Lanny Mixon, Big Gold Nation and BigGoldNation.com. Check it out. The very latest, our prediction, will be coming up. Southern Miss should have won twice in Lincoln. I was at that game in 99. The defense scored twice for the Huskers to win it 20-13. That's when they're still trotting out to the North Stadium when the locker rooms, or South Stadium when the locker rooms were over there. Crowd going bonkers when the defense came off. There was a little bit of a divide in the football team at that time, offensive and defensively. Defense won. Wanting their props, and they got it that day.
Yeah, you're right, and I'll tell you, he's right about one thing. I mean, this man loves Southern Miss football. You can tell that in his voice and the way he talks about it. And he did not throw out any punches at all. And you know what's kind of interesting? A Southern Mississippi was the type of people that would go into Alabama and give him fits. They were, they'd go into Auburn and, whoa, you better be careful. And played a lot of games where they got beat 21-16, you know, and they were like 25-point underdogs and stuff. And, hey, the game was really, really close. They just really fell out some fall down. In fact, you know, the last game they won a bowl game. You know, they won the bowl game, so they just lost all these games.
12-2.
Yeah. What's going to be interesting to me, and it's kind of interesting, I said this to you last week, Doug. I said that you better be careful for Wyoming. This is a contingent state. These people are going to play. This team can play. And we've got a lot of new people. This team's probably not going to beat Nebraska, but I am a little concerned about one thing. If their two defensive tackles are going to be playing in the NFL, they're not going to have to keep so many people in the box to help out. You know, Wyoming had to throw about 8 or 9 guys in the box there to stop the run, and we were ahead, and we just didn't throw the ball very well at that time.
And that's why you saw all the little dump passes out in the flat early.
You're exactly correct. There were too many people in the box. I'm a little concerned about our offense here and being able to do so. I'm not so concerned about the defense, but I'm a little concerned about Nebraska offense if we can run the ball. Because Wyoming has one of the worst defenses against the run in that conference, let alone in other conferences.
But again, that was last year.
Yes.
So everybody's got to get better, right?
So it'll be interesting to see what these two defensive tackles, but if they can play in the NFL, I mean, could you imagine if you said, hey, we got two guys playing in the NBA, they're going to be starting on our basketball team? I mean, you know.
the other three could be slugs.
Yeah,
but
that's right.
Two NBA guys. And James fires off here to the Dent Popper inbox. I thought the offensive line didn't look too good. They looked slow last week. I think the defense will gel. So the offensive line, that was a concern, that they didn't look as good as everybody thought that they should look. And also, you look at Southern Miss, here's the key stat. You got to go get them. You got to go get them. And Nebraska better be able to go get Bridgeford, because last week They had a 27-yard rusher in this Army All-American kid in Hardy that Lanny was just talking about. And then Tyre Bracken rushed for 22 yards. I mean, they rushed for nothing against Texas State. If they do anything against Nebraska, big, big trouble. So coming up, our Nebraska prediction. Plus, we've got Pigskin Pick'em. Folks, don't forget tailgate time. Whether you're going to the Hastings Bronco game tomorrow, your high school game tonight, or the Huskers this weekend, tailgate time means Troutman's time anytime, but especially this Saturday. Kerry has his brisket and pork butt for pulled pork ready to go, plus fresh brats and jalapeno brats, and the chili cheese dogs are back by popular demand. They are oh so good at Troutman's, where their USDA Choice certified Angus beef is the very best, and their quality steaks are aged a minimum of 30 days for peak flavor and tenderness. Whether it's steaks, burgers, seasonings, the condiments, or the barbecue beans and sides, or the beers and wines to go with it, all the tailgate favorites are there for you at Troutman's Quality Meats, a grill's best friend, open 6 days a week. Go see Kerry and the gang here on East Highway 30 in Kearney. It's not fair to do that right before lunchtime and then bring in Ron Powell from the Lincoln Journal Star to talk a little high school volleyball with us as the season got underway last night. Ron, do we got to keep this short so we can go to lunch?
I guess. I don't know. I'm not hungry yet. So
every time I read that Troutman's ad, I just go nutso over there. But Ronnie, this the season got underway last night, and we talked to you a couple of weeks ago when the vote was made to move the state volleyball tournament. So I'll start there. We'll get into this season a little bit with you. No one was surprised. I wasn't surprised that it goes back to Lincoln. Now that the process has settled down, you saw what the bids were and everything, has anything new developed there? Were you surprised about anything in that process?
No, not really. You know, when you can throw Pinnacle Bank Arena and a renovated Devaney Center in for state volleyball, that's an awfully tough combination to beat. So, you know, Grand Island was kind of up against the eight ball with that bid. Just superb facilities, and you know, now they're going to have to execute it like Grand Island has. You know, Grand Island has executed the state volleyball tournament to perfection. You know, great hospitality. The teams enjoy being there. So, you know, Lincoln's going to have to create that same kind of atmosphere starting in 2014.
Ron, this is Jim Langan. How are you doing?
Good. Hey, how are you doing?
Hey, really good. Hey, I was just going to say that I really appreciate you saying that about Grand Island, because they did a great job of hosting it. And I think you're right, too. It was just the facilities of those two venues that Lincoln can have is why they lost it. It had nothing to do with what Grand Island did incorrect.
Yeah, I mean, that's exactly right. You know, what Lincoln can bring to the table with those two arenas, I'm not sure any state high school volleyball tournament in the country can boast two facilities like that. You know, that's just incredible. So it's going to be fun to watch how it all unfolds next year, the first year back in Lincoln.
Talking with Ron Powell, Lincoln Journal Star. Volleyball season opened last night. I was over at St. Cecilia. And Ron, I said earlier, I've been doing this for, well, a long time. And that was probably the best opening night of volleyball I've ever seen. And you knew you were going to have some good teams going in, but no matter what the sport, opening night tends to cause for some mistakes. But the way Lincoln Christian played against St. Cecilia, and it was still 25-19, 25-23, 50 points in the two sets. There were only 7 St. Cecilia errors in the match, and Lincoln Christian still won it. That shows you how well they played. They've got the transfer from Norris. They've got the transfer from Lincoln Northeast. And then you turn it around, and Central Catholic finds a way to clip them, and St. Cecilia finds a way to clip Central Catholic. I think your rankings, though, are pretty dead on. That was a lot of talent last night.
Yeah, those teams will be playing on Saturday of the state volleyball tournament, I think. You know, either in the first or third place matches. I think Grand Island Central Catholic and Lincoln Christian are going to be right there in the thick of things in C1. And obviously, I think St. Cecilia may have the best shot at beating Lutheran High Northeast in C2. I just hope you got hydrated before you went over to the volleyball matches there at St. Cecilia. I heard it was extremely hot in that gym. You probably sweat off a few pounds last night.
God knows I could do that too, Ronnie. It was incredible. I mean, it wasn't as hot as doing football at Pius last week, but it was brutal. And I think it affected the second match for Central Catholic and Lincoln Christian because they had to play back-to-back. But still, those teams are going to be outstanding. I'll leave it to you here because there are so many good teams in our area. And I want to throw out, again, C1, I think half of the teams that you have in the top 10 will be in the same district with Central Catholic, St. Paul, Kearney Catholic, Minden, and Wood River, which is totally a farce out there. And I know with this sub-state, that can change things up if classes C and D go to that. But there were some surprises last week in football. Were there any surprises last night when you saw the scores?
Well, maybe surprises to my preseason rankings, but, Elkhorn beating Elkhorn South, that was pretty convincing. At Elkhorn South, preseason number 4, and kind of had Elkhorn at that number 11 spot, the first team out of the top 10, and obviously they belong in the top 10. Well, and they're in the Beatrice Invitational starting today. We'll find out a little bit more about Elkhorn. Obviously, in that tournament, we have Northwest, Pius, Waverly, Kearney Catholic's in that tournament, Aurora, Beatrice, Ogallala. That'll be a true test of, where Elkhorn is. Another result that kind of impressed me, Grand Island handled Fremont very easily. I think Grand Island's a top 10 team in Class A. It looks like they may be back to where they have been in the past. They kind of struggled last year, finished around 500, but I think Bill Rutt's got them going again, just looking at those scores.
Ron, Kearney Catholic was the non-Class A-B team that was kind of an all-class top 5, top 10 team. Is there another team like that this year in the lower class that you would consider good enough to be one of the 10 best in the state?
It's kind of hard to say right now. I'm not sure who the top 10 teams are in the state this year overall, because I'm not sure Class A is at the level it has been either, especially with Papio South and Omaha Marion graduating what they did, sending all those players to Division I schools. So, kind of have to play it out. There may be some top 10 teams, outside of A and B. Just kind of have to wait and see. Columbus Scotus, year in, year out, doesn't matter how many people they graduate from year to year, they're pretty consistently in the top 10 overall. And I think this is probably going to be another one of those teams that's similar to the past.
Hey, I'll tell you what, those three teams that played in Hastings last night, too, I just told Doug they're going to be in the top 30 overall no matter what. One of those three teams could come out of that thing, too, and be finishing your top 10. If somebody, took charge and got a lot better, I would think one of those three, I'm talking about the Central Catholic and St. Cecilia in that group last night.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Lincoln Christian's got a ton of talent. You add Taylor Leismeyer from Northeast and Hannah Olson from Norris to that mix that they have coming back from last year with Jenna Humphrey and Bailey Friesen and setter Hannah Taylor. I mean, that's a pretty solid top five right there. A lot of it for them is going to be able to, develop that chemistry, over the season because you've got new players coming into a new system. So
yeah,
it'll be interesting to see how Lincoln Christian develops during the year.
Yeah, and I heard Lincoln Christian has a really good freshman player, too, that's coming in and playing, too. So then she'll just get a lot better and make that team better, too.
Yeah, the coach's daughter, Ashlyn Power, Vicky Power's the coach. Yeah, she's starting on the right side, so.
And, Ron, first couple of weeks, you mentioned Beatrice. There's going to be some good talent next Saturday at the Kearney Catholic Tournament. Minden has Central Catholic and Blue Hill coming over this weekend. Are there a couple of other – I know in the metro area there's big tournaments. What else are you looking at this weekend?
Well, you mentioned Blue Hill. They had a nice win last night over Wood River. That was impressive. Obviously, Blue Hill's going to be a factor in C2 this season. Friday and Saturday, tonight and tomorrow, the Bellevue Invitational, 16 teams. Omaha Marion is in that. They're number 2 in Class A. You've got Papillion La Vista South, Papillion La Vista, Millard North are all ranked. Lincoln Southeast is in that. And then you throw in a couple of Iowa teams that are highly ranked in their class over East, Western Christian and Sioux City Heelan. So that'll be an interesting tournament. In fact, I'm going up there tonight. Throw in a couple of Class B teams in that field, too, that are ranked Omaha Scud, Omaha Gross. So you get an interesting combination of teams up there.
All right, Ronnie, we'll look forward to another great volleyball season, and if it's all as good as it was last night, which is impossible, but if it is, boy, what another year we should have out in our part of the state. Ron, thanks for the time. We'll see you again soon.
All right. Thanks, Doug.
Take care, Ron Powell, joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show from the Lincoln Journal-Star. Let's do our TNL Husker recruiting update, then Pigskin Pick'em and Husker prediction to roll on towards the final segment here on our Wednesday show. TNL Husker recruiting update brought to you by TNL Irrigation, proven technology that's easier on you for a lifetime. And it looks like we're finding out more guys coming in to visit for the Southern Miss game tomorrow. Defensive back Josh Kalu, they would very much like to gain a commitment from this defensive back. They've told him that he would fit nice in the nickel. This coming from our friends at Husker Online. Running back Madre London out of Fort Lauderdale, Florida. He would be a good compliment, they say, to running back commit Lorenzo Stewart. Nate Klaus of Husker Online has confirmed a surprise visit from four-star wide receiver Eric Brown from Fontana, California this weekend. How about that? Nate Klaus just tweeting that out as well. And one more, Quentin Flowers, a dual-threat quarterback, is going to come in for an official visit from Miami of Florida. So Quentin Flowers coming in. So looks like there's going to be some big-time potential recruits coming in for visits this weekend.
Yeah, and you know, I mean, it's hard to understand this, but quarterbacks, if they want to play, they think this job's going to be open maybe next year. You know what I'm saying? You know, and when they watched Taylor Martinez as a freshman, it didn't look like the thing was going to open up, and you'd be just sitting on that bench watching him play quite a bit. So it'd be interesting to see what type of quarterbacks we might be able to recruit. I think this is Nebraska's a good choice for a kid that's ready to play some college football.
And that's our TNL Husker recruiting update. We go into our final break, and that means Pigskin Pick'em, your chance to win the $20 in Cunningham cash. If you beat us, we've got all kinds of things to talk about when it comes to Pigskin Pick'em. You'll get the Big Dally's Deli large combo meal just if you qualify and answer our trivia question. And, of course, if you're successful, you get the Cunningham's cash. We'll put you into a drawing for tickets to the Nebraska-Iowa game. Oh, man, it's so, so good. You've got so many opportunities to be a winner, and now you get one shot at us a season. And if you went 3-7 last week, I don't think you'd really want to come back on to make picks against us. Matt, was it Matt that we rolled over? Sorry, Matt.
That was a tough week. Those are 10
you
tough games.
You bounce back this week, Matt. No, don't worry about it.
That was 10 tough games. Anybody.
10 tough every week. Bring it. As long as we go above 500, we're making coin, right, Jimmy?
I just hope I don't go 3-7 or 2-8 some week and you just attack me.
Well, here is your opportunity. You get one shot a year. A season for Pigskin Pick'em, and here you go, 888-455-ESPN, 888-455-3776. Jimmy, it was on this week in college football history that Tom Osborne, his team, gave up the most points ever scored against him, which in this day and age we would think, that's all? What team on this date scored the most points on a Tom Osborne-coached football team? 888-455-ESPN. It was on this week in college football history, September 10th, 1988. This team scored 41 points, the most that Tom Osborne ever gave up in a game. Call now. First correct caller gets us in Pigskin Pick'em.
Come on in. Let the games begin.
Hi, this is Jeremy from HK Sports Bar and Grill. Or you can call it Hastings Kino, you can call it plain Kino. My point is this, we aren't just your daddy's Kino parlor anymore. We're a new restaurant. I mean, the building's in the same place, but it's a new restaurant. The faces are different, the menu is different, atmosphere is different, everything's different. It is a new restaurant. If you haven't been here lately, you haven't been here.
Come on in, let the games begin.
I run a small taxi company. I buy retired police cars at auction and turn them into cabs. These cop cars have been through a lot, driven hard all day, every day for years, through brutal winters and summers, almost 100,000 miles. And I need this car to last for another 300,000. That's why I look for cruisers protected with Mobil 1 synthetic motor oil. It's engineered to perform under extreme conditions, so I know the engine will run like new.
Mobil 1. Keep your engine running like new.
Only the Home Depot has durable Husky steel storage solutions from as little as $198. Sturdy tool chests and cabinets with smooth, ball-bearing drawer slides. So you can load them up and the drawers will never complain. Give your workbench a workover. You'll find a place for your tools with Husky Heavy Duty Storage, and you'll only find Husky Heavy Duty Storage in one place. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. U.S. only. See store for details.
All sports, one source, two stations. KICS Hastings, KXPN Kearney. Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
Hello, everybody, from Notre Dame Stadium in South Bend, Indiana. It's Notre Dame football. Today, the number one game in the nation.
Notre Dame football is back.
Sacked by a great Notre Dame defense.
Intercepted again.
Finding a way.
Breaks into open field.
35 to 30.
Inside the 10. He's heading to the goal line.
4-8. Touchdown,
Notre Dame.
Listen this Saturday as the Irish battle Michigan in the Big House. Listen all season long on your home for Notre Dame football.
Notre Dame, Michigan, Saturday night at 7 on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Doug and Danny Show wrapping up another week, the first week in September, which means football for everybody. Doug Duda, Jim Langan with you on this Friday. Pigskin Pick'em, we're ready to make 10 selections. Brett from Axtell is on the line. He knew that it was September 10th, 1988 at the Rose Bowl in Pasadena, California, when Troy Aikman of the UCLA Bruins put up 28 first quarter points and then really had to hang on against, it was Steve Taylor, I believe, at the time, 41-28. The Huskers made a heck of a comeback in that football game, but they had dug themselves such a hole with turnovers and big plays, three huge offensive plays, 50-75-75, or three of the touchdowns that UCLA had. But the 41 points, the most that any Tom Osborne team had given up, which is amazing, 41. How many times since Tom Osborne has somebody scored more than 41 on Nebraska? 20?
Oh,
20?
I would say.
I don't know. I have to go look.
I'd say more than that. The 41, I mean, maybe we haven't had that many people score more than 41, but, you know, we've had people score over 60 and some, you know. Do those add on to the next game? I mean, yeah.
Man, oh, man, oh, man. Well, let's take a look at what Brett knows and what we know about college football. Brett, how you doing today?
Not too bad.
All right, buddy, let's get into some football here. There's a game tonight. Let's start with it. Wake Forest at Boston College. Boston College is about a 3-point favorite. Who you got?
I'll take the home team.
Boston College. I'm taking Boston College. Jimmy?
I'll take Wake Forest.
I am impressed because you've actually filled out your entire sheet today before, so you have some strong feelings today.
Yeah, those are just that one game I'm waiting on. I got the other nine already filled out.
Houston at Temple. This is a lot closer spread than I would have thought. Temple at home is a 3-point underdog. Game under their belt last week. Played pretty good against Notre Dame. I'm going to throw one out right here. I'll take Temple to take the victory. Jimmy, who you got?
I'm taking Temple.
All right. Well, what about you, Brett?
I'll take Houston.
All right. He'll take the favorite. Western Kentucky at Tennessee. Western Kentucky beat an SEC team in Kentucky last week. Can they do it again against Tennessee? What do you think, Jimmy?
They got a chance, but I'm still taking Tennessee. But I do like the idea that Western Kentucky gets 14 points.
Bobby Petrino, coach in Western Kentucky. Brett, who you got?
Tennessee.
And I have taken Tennessee as well. Texas at BYU. That is just a trap place to play. And what's the spread on that? 3? Oh, it's 7 points. Texas favored by 7 at BYU. Brett, who you got? Hard to pick Texas. Hard to pick. There's one of those Husker fans says, I don't ever want to take Texas. But Brett takes Texas. I'm taking Texas. But, Jimmy, I already know what you're doing.
I'm taking BYU.
There is the upset. I knew it because that was one of your 7.5. You like the points coming up here in just a little bit. Cincinnati at Illinois. I'll take my second upset here. Cincinnati is a big favorite in this ball game, but they opened as a 13-point favorite. Now they're only favored by about 8. Something tells me that Illinois maybe isn't going to be the whipping post. I heard a couple good things at Media Days about them. I'm going to take Illinois. Who do you have?
I'm taking Cincinnati.
Who do you got, Brett? Cincinnati or Illinois?
Cincinnati.
Navy at Indiana. Jimmy, I'll let you go with this one.
I'm taking Indiana.
Brett?
Indiana.
I took Indiana as well, although you like the points. Syracuse at Northwestern. I'm taking Northwestern. Who do you have, Brett?
Northwestern.
Jimmy?
I'm taking Northwestern.
Now let's get to the big games that'll be here on ESPN Radio. Florida at Miami. A lot of people thought Florida was the overrated team in the SEC. They didn't really do a whole lot the first week. The game's at Miami. Florida's favored by 3. Brett, who you got?
Miami.
Jimmy, who you got?
I'm going to take Florida.
And I have Miami circled because I just think playing at home, they're going to do. I liked Florida, but I took Miami. South Carolina at Georgia. This is a no-brainer for me. I'm taking Georgia. Jimmy, who you got?
Georgia.
And Brett, what do you got, South Carolina or Georgia?
Georgia.
Clean sweep there. Notre Dame at Michigan, the final meeting in this longtime rivalry. Jimmy, who you got?
I'm taking Michigan.
Brett, who you got?
Michigan.
Everybody's taking Michigan. I said that there could be 4 Big Ten teams that are 8-0 if Michigan and Michigan State beat Notre Dame. I'm taking Michigan for the clean sweep. It could come down to the tiebreaker. Total points in the Southern Miss and Nebraska game. Jimmy has his wrote down. You're a little higher. I'm a little lower. What do you got, Brett? Your prediction for Nebraska Southern Miss?
77.
He is the high man on this one. I'll tell you what, he believes in what he saw last week. Jimmy, your prediction is?
I got a final score of 44-14, which equals 58.
And I am lower than both of you. It's always been low scoring when Southern Miss comes in. Even if they're crappy, maybe it'll be low scoring. I'm saying 35-10, Nebraska. That's 45 points. Brett, you're already a winner with Big Daly's Deli and maybe some Nebraska-Iowa tickets and Cunningham's Cash if you can pick up the win this weekend. Enjoy the games, and thanks for going up against us.
Hey, Brett, I like your selections. I think you got a good chance of winning.
Thank you.
Jimmy, what are a couple of other ones that you like out there on the sheet today, Mr. Professional?
I don't know if I'm Mr. Professional, but I do like Arkansas State. They play at Auburn. I think Auburn and Washington State are the two weakest teams in their conference. Auburn in the Southeastern Conference, and I think Washington State's kind of weak, and they played last week. So I do like Arkansas State getting the 13.5, and I kind of like Virginia getting 21.5 against Oregon. Everybody loves Oregon. Oregon scored a lot of points again. They got a new coaching staff. They have to travel all the way to Virginia. I just, for a while I'll be ahead. You know what I mean? They might score 21 in the first quarter, and I'm still up a half a point.
And remember, folks, what Jimmy said as we wrap things up yesterday on the Doug and Daddy Show, take the overs in the Ravens game last night with the Broncos, and that was a home run. So we may have a lot of knowledge on our hand here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Didn't catch up with Josh Harvey today, so we apologize for that. Hope we were able to touch on a few of the Husker visitors for the weekend against Southern Miss. We do want to thank Ron Powell from the Lincoln Journal-Star and Lanny Mixon from Big Gold Nation for taking a time to talk Southern Miss with us today. And best of luck to all of you this weekend as you enjoy whatever sporting event it is you attend. And don't forget, take your radio along with you and listen to all the high school games on PlatteRiverPreps.com. Listen to our football triple header tomorrow here on ESPN Radio. It's going to be a great one. Monday, Bo Pelini's press conference and a whole lot more. For Jimmy Langan, I'm Doug Duda. See ya.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game.
Hey.